This rain is obnoxious, absolutely obnoxious. But, yeah, you could build all kinds of leads for power poles and have one, like I, that radio that I put in a man pack, I have leads that go to a battery. I have leads that go to more power poles. I have leads that go to a cigarette lighter, like just every way possible to hook it to power. And so I can run it whenever, wherever. And yeah, it's sweet when I take my wife's car, I just throw that thing in there. It has a shoulder strap on it. I hook it around the headrest and put a mag mount antenna up, and I'm off and running.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to mess around with that. I like that idea. I've got to do the same thing for my 891. I'm still indifferent on how I'm going to run the tuner on that thing, but I want to put it in a bag of some sort with a smaller battery. I have a 15 amp hour in a battery box I built, but I just don't want to. It's so big and bulky. And when I go do activations, like, I'm not out there long enough or blasting 100 watts to need that much battery. I mean, I'll be out there activating at probably 25 or 30. So, you know, I think a six would probably do me well. And if I can stuff that in the bottom of the bag, all problems are going to be solved. But, yeah, I like those radios. I've been eyeing them forever. And I always end up getting a 5100, but I knew I wanted something. The 5100, you can't mount the head, the control head, to anything. Like, you got to buy a base for it, and I didn't want to deal with that. So I like that this is, like, a self-contained unit, and I was looking at this and the FTM 6000, but Yaesu sucks, and this radio is true dual receive versus the 6000.